I have a thought on faith and on prayer tonight, and I think I have something that might be of particular benefit to someone in this room. Every now and again, I just get a sense that the Lord is speaking to someone in particular, and in this particular case, there is a draw in my heart. I was thinking, praying a little while ago, and God laid this word on my heart, and I felt to hold off on it and speak it at another time, but I just felt God pulling me to speak it. So as, you know, Pastor David Wilkerson used to say, just give me your good ear because I have something that might help you tonight. Remember the portion of scripture where a blind man was crying out for help from Jesus, and people were saying to him to be quiet. And I used to wonder, why were they saying to him, be quiet? I mean, according to what we read in the Holy Scriptures, everywhere Jesus went, there were people crying out for help all the time. They were asking for healing. They were asking for a touch. And then the Lord reminded me, it wasn't that he was asking for help. It was that he was calling Jesus the Son of David. In other words, this man was saying something about Jesus that not a lot of people in that time were saying. He was saying, Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is that one that we have been hoping for. He's the one that's going to bring all healing, not simply a physical healing, but the one who is going to bring all healing. And he's going to bring all life, and he's going to bring all security, and he's going to bring all hope, and he's going to bring all newness. And so he was saying something that offended some people. He was saying, this is Jesus the Christ. He wasn't simply saying, I need help. I need you to touch me. He was saying, I am going to profess something about this Jesus that may be an offense to those people in power, may be an offense to those people in authority. It may even be offense to some people who are following him for a healing or following him because he's able to break bread and he's able to multiply fish. But I am going to proclaim him as the healer of the nations, as the redeemer of humankind. I'm going to talk about the fact that he is the Christ. Now, as he begins to say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, other people begin to say, hey, keep it quiet, keep it down. The same way it was whenever, remember, people were crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Son of David. And as they began to say that, people again said to them, be quiet, be quiet. Now, what the Lord is saying in this particular story, what he's telling us is that if we choose to insist that Jesus is the Christ, irrespective of whether or not we have been healed. This man began to insist that Jesus is the Christ long before he was healed, long before he heard the voice of Jesus say, receive your sight. He decided that he was going to bear witness to the fact that Jesus is the healer, that he is the redeemer, that he is the savior, that he is the hope of the nations. And he was going to make it his mantra, if you will. He was going to say it again and again and again and again, no matter who told him to be quiet, no matter what the circumstances might have said. Sometimes the difficulties in life try to tell us to be quiet, or sometimes the politically correct try to tell us to be quiet. Sometimes our own fears try to tell us to be quiet. Sometimes the devil tries to tell us to be quiet. But this man decided that he wasn't going to be quiet. He wasn't going to wait until his healing. He was going to bear witness to the fact that Jesus is the Christ. And he's going to say it over and over and over again until God himself took notice. And the Bible says that Jesus, as the people were saying to the man, be quiet, and as the man was insisting on bearing witness to the fact that Jesus is the Son of David, the Bible said that Jesus commanded that he should be brought to him. There comes a time when God commands a blessing upon his people. Hallelujah. Where God commands that we move forward into a place of blessing. When he hears that we're not going to stop professing that he's the Christ. when he hears that we're not going to stop talking about his goodness, we're not going to stop talking about his greatness, we're not going to stop talking about his praise, even if the healing hasn't come yet, we're not going to stop praising him. When he hears that there is a person or that there is a people who will not shut their mouth in this generation, who will not stop praising him, who will not stop worshiping him, who will not stop loving him, who will not stop honoring him, when he hears that there is a people who will not stop bearing witness to his goodness, then he commands them to move into his blessing, commands them to walk into his grace, commands them to walk into his healing, commands them, commands them, commands them over against every lie of the enemy, over against every fear of the flesh, over against all of the predilections of our society. He begins to call us into a place of blessing. And he said to that man, "What do you want me to do?" God just gave him a blank check. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 A blank check. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? The man said, that I might receive my sight. I love it because the man was very specific. God gives you a blank check. Be specific. I want to receive my sight. I want healing in my body. I want healing in my emotions. I want healing in my relationship. I want healing in my finances. But you see, that's all on the back burner. The primary concern of this man was to bear witness to the fact that Jesus is the Christ. You see, that's the thing that just kept coming from him. And that's the thing that people wanted to be shut down. But Jesus saw it. Jesus drew him in, asked him, "What do you want?" And the man said, "I want to receive my sight." And then Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." He said, "Receive your sight." Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord is saying to you and to me today, your faith in the fact that Jesus is the Christ, so that we don't just know that he can heal, we understand why he heals. We understand who he is. We understand the love, the mercy, the compassion that pours forth from his heart. We put the fact that he is the Christ first, and then the healing comes on the heels of that. We put the fact that we are called to bear witness to the fact that he is the Christ, and healing comes on the heels of that. And we bear witness to the fact that he is the Christ, no matter who tells us to be quiet. No matter how long it is, amen, before we get the things that we want, we already have what we need, which is a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, the Lord. And then the Bible says that that man received his sight, and all of a sudden he is rejoicing, and he's praising God, and he's bearing witness to the goodness of God, and he is making mention now, not just like he was before, he's making mention now of the fact that Jesus is who he says he is, not just by his verbal profession, but by the fact that the Lord stepped in and bore witness to the fact that what this guy is saying about me is true. When God steps in and he says, with regard to who we are, you know that person that's been talking about Jesus? You know that person who's been still waiting for a healing? That person who's been still waiting for a miracle? That person who's been still waiting for their finances and their emotions and their relationships to be healed? You know that person who's been praising Jesus while they wait? That person who's been crying out to Jesus while they wait? That person who's been coming to church and lifting up their voice while they wait? That person who would not stop professing Christ while they wait? Well, I want to bear witness to the fact that what that person said about me is true. And so the Lord stretched out his hand and he healed this man. And basically what he was saying is, that person who believed in me while they were still waiting, that person who hoped in me while they were still waiting, that person who would not stop praising me while they were still waiting, that person who would not stop bearing witness to my name while they were still waiting, I want to bear witness now and say that what they were saying about me is true. And that their faith was real. It wasn't imagined, it was real. God is looking to command a blessing upon those who won't stop praising him even while they wait. He wants to say about you to all of your friends and neighbors who heard you praising God in your time of difficulty. He wants to say, you know, that person was right about me. That person was right to believe in me. That person was right to wait upon me. That person was right to hope in me. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pray with you tonight. And I'm going to begin in prayer, and then I'm going to ask if Treg McCoy will come and continue. And we're going to believe God tonight. And we're going to say, Lord, I might be waiting for something wonderful to happen, but something wonderful has already happened. That is, I've been given the privilege of bearing witness to the fact that you are the Son of David, that you are the Christ, that you are the King. Let's stand together in the house of the Lord and let's lift up our voice like Bartimaeus. Don't let anything silence you. Don't let anything quiet you. No difficulty, no hardship, no problem, no fear, no lie of the enemy. Don't let anything silence your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you acknowledging that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the hope of the nations, that all power, all glory, all honor, all majesty, all dominion belongs to him. We come in your holy name, O Jesus, bearing witness that you are the Christ, and nothing is going to stop us. Nothing is going to quiet us. Nothing is going to still our voices. Nothing is going to staunch our praise. We are going to bear witness that you are the great King, that you are the King of Kings, that you are the Lord of Lords. And even if we are waiting, we are still praising, we are still honoring you, we are still blessing you, because we know that you are true. We know that your word is true, that you cannot lie, that you cannot be denied. And so we come to you, O Jesus, acknowledging that you are the great God, that you are the great King, that you are the Son of David, that all power, all authority, all dominion is in your hand. You are still God. You are still good. And we acknowledge it, oh God. We acknowledge it, oh Jesus.
Lord, you are the Lord over all creation. And Lord, we rejoice with you tonight. We stand in agreement tonight that you are the Lord over all. God, you are the God that was, the God that is, and the God that is to come. You are the great I am. And God, we rejoice in what you're doing, God, and we thank you that the Christ in us, Lord, can actually look at our circumstances and understands that you are the Lord over all circumstances. God, we think about the things we prayed about tonight, God. Lord, we think about those that have been dealing with sicknesses, God, those that have been dealing with disease, God, those that have been dealing with sin that they've struggled with over the years. But God, we are grateful, God, that you are the Lord over all these things. And God, you have dominion over this earth. You have dominion over our lives, God. And we thank you, God, that we can rejoice in the fact that you are faithful to all the things that concern us, God. So, God, we stand before you, God. We may be a weak people, but we are strong in your name, Jesus. It is you, Jesus, that we believe in, God. You are the one that we stand in, God, and our righteousness is found in you. And we want to thank you tonight for all that you've done. God, you are good. God, we want to stand and just affirm the fact that, Lord, you are faithful to meet all of our needs. God, I can't help but tonight think about my brother-in-law sitting in the place, God, where his knee refuses to be healed of an infection, God. And we thank you tonight that you are the Lord over infections, God. You are the Lord that's over cancers tonight. You are the Lord that's over divorce tonight. God, you are the Lord that's over drug and alcohol abuse, God. You are our Lord that's over all these things. And God, so it's with a great privilege, God, that we stand and acknowledge before we see victory, before we see the answers, before we see the healings happen, God, we stand on this side of the river and we rejoice with what you can do because you are able. God, you are able to take care of the things that concern us. And so, God, we commit these things into your hands and thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.